You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You see that story about the top foods we want to see at our Memorial Day barbecue that came out today?
Well, it's I saw the number one side stuff. And I thought about you because of your grumbling about
that
it all the time.
That side is garbage.
Oh, I put that as my number one, probably at a barbecue.
Really?
At a barbecue, I think it would be my number one. We're talking about potato salad, which Jeremy hates.
It's so gross.
It depends. Although potatoes, you can have 10 different people make potato salad, and yeah, it can turn out 10 completely different ways.
It's just weird. The cold potato in there is just...
You're a cold potato.
I see watermelon made the list. Did you go get your watermelon yesterday?
No,
at the
I
end
didn't.
Of the show, I go, Tom, what are your big plans today? He's like, I'm going to go get a watermelon.
I know, I didn't. I didn't
you
go to
did
the store.
It? Oh, man.
I went on a walk. Other than that, I never left the house.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe today or tomorrow. I don't know.
Chips is on there, coleslaw, mac and cheese. You know, if I the big three, aren't they the potato salad, the coleslaw, and the macaroni salad?
Baked beans.
Oh, baked beans. I forgot about baked
beans. Baked beans, dude.
Oh, some good eating this weekend, huh?
I think if there was a cage match between potato salad and macaroni salad, I'd be in trouble. I wouldn't know who to root for. Because I love them both.
I would.
We got a mind bender in 30 minutes. And then at 8:30 this morning, it's your next chance to get qualified for the getaway to see Katy Perry out in Vegas. Three more chances today, 8:30, 12:30, and 3:30. Here with Denver's Mix 100. Speaking of going to the store, you had an experience, didn't you?
Well, I have to give credit to the woman who I am currently sleeping with, actually. This was not me. This was my wife, Nicole. She came home from the grocery store, and she's like, you're never going to believe what I just saw. I was like, what? You got to tell me. She's like, okay, here we go. And she was in line behind this woman, and she was taking out individual pieces of produce and putting them on the conveyor belt there in line. So, like, she had five apples. She didn't take her five apples and put them in a bag. She did not use any bag. So she was...
She just put them in the cart.
One apple, two apple, three mm-hmm. apple. And then she said she did the same thing with, like, an onion. And then there was two avocados. And then... You know, Nicole's like, this is weird right now. I mean, just seeing all this is weird. But then she went all in and put a big old pile of wet cilantro from the cart right onto the conveyor belt. And she was like, that's disgusting. Isn't that the grossest thing you've ever heard? I mean, who knows what's been in that basket? And then the conveyor belt, which has everything under the sun put on it.
People, you know, put their kids' butts up there sometimes.
You've seen the people who put, like, the giant pack of pork chops on there, and they're leaking all over the conveyor belt, and they got to get mm-hmm. out the paper towel and wipe it. The wet cilantro was on there.
Just absorbing everything that it touched.
Have you ever heard of
that? I can see the individual fruit going on there. For instance, I go and get, you know, just a couple of apples... It makes sense. Why would you waste a bag when it's going to be going in a bag? It's already bagged. Why do you need double bag? Just put it on the conveyor belt.
It's a cleanliness thing.
Well, you're washing those off. I know you. You wash your produce with, like, soap and water.
I let them sit in 409 for a while.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not going to...
Yeah, but, like, if I have additional shopping to do, I don't want, you know, the apples rolling back and forth in my cart. And that's how you bruise an apple, Dom.
I don't see the problem except for the wet stuff.
The wet stuff. I know. Like,
because nobody likes to set their stuff on a conveyor belt that's got wet spots on it. It's the dreaded wet spot on a conveyor belt.
It is, isn't it? It really is.
It's its version of a wet spot.
There's that visual.
There you go.
I mean, just think of all your leafy greens. Every leafy green, putting it on there. That lady is strange. I'm sorry. That is super strange to me. I know. I would imagine we're going to get messages about, you know, you're saving the planet, helping the environment.
Sure.
You don't have to use the bags, but come on. Is it worth your health? You're going to get sick.
I don't have a problem with it. In fact, I've been known to do that more than once, but again, not with
Never.
Wet stuff. So.
I think the only produce I do that with is bananas.
Mm. Yeah, so why would that be any different than, say, an
orange?
No, I guess
not. Like a...
Because you don't put, but nobody puts bananas in a bag. Nobody puts bananas in the corner, and nobody puts bananas in a bag.
Or a cantaloupe I'm fine with. A watermelon. I don't know about the orange. I don't know.
Because you're peeling an orange like you peel a banana. So what's the diff?
I guess the clumsiness of the fruit.
I don't think it's the fruit that's clumsy.
Say you buy 10 oranges, they're rolling all around your cart, and then the poor checkout person, they're having to like chase oranges around. I don't know. It was just a very odd observation.
All right, well, I got one for you that's grocery store based then.
Okay.
What is with some people who, like, if they're at the checkout, let's say they're in front of you at the checkout line, and you have pushed your cart in, so your cart is close to them. Now, granted, a lot of this was before the 6-foot rule, right?
Right.
But then that person will turn around, and they start inspecting your cart.
Oh, that's a jerk move.
They are looking, and I mean seriously looking. They are invading my private space by looking in my shopping cart and analyzing and judging all the things I've got in there.
Absolutely, they are.
I thought it was an unspoken and unwritten rule, but apparently we need to vocalize it. You don't look in another person's shopping cart. You can do, surreptitious glances when they're not looking,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
you can
yeah.
look in and then
like,
start
oh,
judging.
Miracle Whip?
Oh. Yeah, right. Miracle Whip. So you're going to look in there. You're like, oh, 5 frozen pizzas. That's real healthy.
Right. White bread, huh?
Could be going for whole grain.
No. 0 nutritional value.
So I would like to introduce, because I'm an idea man.
Okay.
And I always have inventions and ideas. Do you know how if you buy an SUV and one of those smaller SUVs, in the back, they come with, not all cars have them anymore, a lot of people lose them, but they have the little pull-out shade thing
That's right.
cover.
Cargo
right?
shade.
It's a cargo shade, and it will pull, and it will cover all of your stuff in the back of your SUV. We need those for shopping carts.
That's a great idea.
It's got to have a little cover over it that you can just slide. You open it up to put your Miracle Whip in there and then close it back up.
Quickly.
Keeps all these prying eyes
Looky-loos.
Out of invading my privacy.
I like it a lot.
That's my latest and greatest idea.
Isn't that funny? Like, it's just all the products that you can see anywhere in the store, but once they're in the cart...
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a part of you or something. There's a weird...
Yes.
It's all of a sudden your personal space.
That's right. Once you touch it, like if your mac and cheese is on the shelf, it's everybody's mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
But once you touch it and put it in your cart...
It's a part of your body. You become one with the mac and cheese.
No one should be gazing at what you've got. Have you ever run into a friend at the grocery store?
Yes, and they peek.
And do you feel...
They
like
peak.
Really awkward?
They peek.
Yeah. So you run into a friend like, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. And they're looking down into your cart.
You don't
like,
peek.
Oh,
don't
no.
peek. It's like the guy that we used to work with here in the office where you'd hate it if you'd end up next to him in the urinal because he's a peeker. He peeks.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are the worst.
Was that Ken?
No, Jonathan.
Jonathan, that's right.
He was a really tall guy. He was like
yeah.
6'5".
Like Ken,
Five.
He's barely tall. I don't
he's
know.
He's a
Ken
peeker.
Did, well, if you run into a friend at the grocery store and they are eyeballing your cart, I'm telling you, that's one
that's
of the most awkward,
move.
Uncomfortable moments ever.
Yeah.
I can't be alone on this. You're the same
so
way?
So not alone, man.
Okay.
I am with you. And the only other scenario I can think that comes close to this is when the checkout person reads whatever card that you picked up in the greeting card aisle. While you're there, that's up there
right.
with the peeking. Because I've had that happen a couple times where they look at the front, you know, it's, oh, it's a sympathy. Is everything okay? Or they open it up and they read it and they laugh. Don't do that.
And what's really funny is when they laugh at your sympathy.